I went to Walmart early this morning, 7:30, because everything else is closed till 8. And I was sitting back there. I was looking for something, some paintbrushes and stuff. And my mind, I was thinking, you know, this is all fake. This is all a distraction. Because I had the music was on, and I was thinking, this whole thing.
Have a cup.
Thank you. This whole thing was, I think Michael Jackson came on singing, he's dead, you know. So I was thinking, his whole life, he was a part of the Illuminati, all the movies. It's all distractions. See, they're brainwashing you. As I walk out in the parking lot, there's music being bombarded. They're brainwashing you with sounds, images, news, fake reality. It's all the distraction to keep your eyes below instead of above. And it's real. And it's happening. And so you get immune to it because you're so... And I went to, because I got up early, I went to Bojangles and the tater tots. I got some tater tots, which I hadn't been eating. Tastes terrible. Tastes like just junk. It's not even real food, or the grease, or it's the taste of the grease or something. Who knows? I can't eat it. When you cut off the noise and the music and the TV and all that stuff, and then you go and get bombarded by a bunch of junk, all at once through Walmart or whatever. And see, I was thinking, you know, this is all the distraction to get your mind off of peace and off of what's true and what's real and the real stuff. It's all that they're just giving. I was thinking they give all these workers just something to do when it's not even, most of it's waste. Most of the people in there buying stuff they don't even need. It's just a distraction. So it's kind of like, so as I was thinking that, how it's all just a bunch of mazes. It's fake reality. You got all these different systems and mazes and ideas, and it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if they're rich or poor. They're all being bombarded with some kind of new thing they got to have, or new experience, or new something. They got to try this, or they got to do this, or they got to go here, they got to do this. It's all a setup. And so as I was walking, this lady said, there weren't many people in there. This lady said, I can't find anything. I said, I know what you're talking about. See, and then that was exactly lining up with what I was thinking. It's kind of like this. So you walk in Walmart, and there's millions of products. There's aisles and aisles and aisles of products, and you're looking for one thing, and you can't find it because there's so much. And so that's the way it is in life. You're looking for the truth, and you don't even know it. You're looking for, people are looking for something to satisfy. And there's 1,000,000,000 different things hitting you, bombarding you. People, things, places, ideas, concepts, theories, doctrines. You're being bombarded with 1,000 different things, and you can't find what you're looking for. That's how this whole system's set up. She said it. I was thinking it. I was thinking, this place... Because as I was walking in there looking for something, I thought, well, I'm not even going to ask this person because they don't know. This person don't. They're not going to know where it is. And as I was thinking that, I walk around the corner and I'm leaving because I grab a few things. And this lady says, I can't find nothing. I said, trust me, I know the feeling. And so what it was a spiritual parallel that people are looking for the truth, but they don't know what they're looking for. And they're out there trying to find something, and they're going from box to box to box, from here to here to here. They can't find the truth. Even though the truth's right in front of them, they're being distracted with so many fake products, fake doctrines, fake truths, fake whatever, fake food, fake everything. They're being distracted when it's really simple. But all these bells and these whistles and these merry-go-rounds and these lights and these curves and these turns and these roads and these cities and these whatever, these colleges and the medical and all this stuff, the TV, the music, all this stuff is a distraction away from what you really want to find. And what do you really want to find? Jesus. If you cut the noise off, the music, all the music is lies. That Michael Jackson, he was used. He was an Illuminati pawn. All your actors, all your musicians that rise up, they're Illuminati pawns. And you feel sorry for them because they have sold their soul. Some of them didn't know it, and they got slowly indoctrinated in, like Bowling the Frog. And you kind of feel sorry for them. They got money. Yeah, you don't feel sorry for them because they're rich. But think about the fear. They have to keep their fake social media thing going. They have to keep all that going. They're living in more fear probably than you are, just the average Joe, because you just go to work and go home. They have to create a new fad or a new thing, or they got to get their Botox or whatever they do. You know, they gotta impress somebody with a fake reality. They gotta create these fake realities that you believe. So they're sitting there trying to come up with some kind of imagination thing to pull you deeper into the matrix. It's sad. It's really sad.